CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by J.J.B. Hilliard, W.L. Lyons, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
The following program is sponsored by Horn Marketing and Consulting.
It's time now for Sports Talk, and here's your Sports Talk host, Greg Horn, here on AM 1250 WLRT.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Talk. Greg Horn at Action Jackson Rings here with you on a rainy Tuesday in Central Kentucky. Make sure you allow a little bit of time in front of the car right in front of you, because we've had a lot of fender benders going on already this afternoon, so be careful. If you're already home safely, good for you. Thanks for tuning in to 1250 Sports Talk. Got a great show lined up for you today. First, I want to thank our sponsor of the day, CMI Human Resources. If you're looking for a job or you're an organization that needs help filling position, let the good folks at CMI Human Resources help you. They've been in business for over 25 years. Beverly Clemens and her staff do an outstanding job. To find out more about how they can help you, to see the job openings they have available, check them out online at cmiconsulting.com. Well, joining us in our second segment will be Tony Delk, the SEC basketball analyst and former Kentucky sharpshooter and 1996 NCAA champion. Going to talk to us about what he thinks about this year's Kentucky Wildcat basketball team, their chances here in the SEC tournament of running the table, and also his thoughts on the other SEC teams as SEC tournament action kicks off tomorrow. Of course, the Cats don't play till Friday at 1 p.m., but lots of action before that, so we'll be talking with Tony Delk then. But Action Jackson Rings, while we're waiting on these games to start, it's time to give out some hardware, and Malik Monk, it's a pretty good day for him.
Yeah, Malik Monk is really starting to rake in all of these awards, Greg. He has now added to his other awards that he's already received the SEC's Freshman of the Year, which was given out today, and he was named to the first team All-SEC and the All-Freshman SEC team. Now, those awards, I believe, are voted on by coaches, and then the AP gives out their own SEC awards, and the AP gave the Player of the Year award to Malik Monk. In the coaches' awards, officially from the league, Sendarius Thornwell of South Carolina was the SEC Player of the Year, but the AP decided to give it to Monk instead. He also won the AP's Freshman of the Year and the AP's Newcomer of the Year, along with finding out today he is the All-District 4 Player of the Year, which is by USBWA.
Basketball Writers Association.
There you go. It includes the states of Kentucky, Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida, and he is the third straight Cat to win the award, the sixth overall. But like I said, starting to gain a lot of hardware, and by no means is this season anywhere close to being over yet.
Well, I think it's just amazing with him being a freshman. He's definitely carried the Cats through some big wins. Of course, that Florida game was absolutely amazing a couple weeks ago in Rupp when he had 30 in the second half. Sendarius Thornwell's a senior, and he's had a phenomenal year, but South Carolina faltered so much down the stretch. I got to be honest with you, I'm a little surprised he got the Player of the Year award.
I guess it would probably be more of a most valuable player kind of thing in my mind, just because he's so important to that team. You saw how they struggled without him on the floor when he was suspended there. But the suspension brings up a whole nother point. I mean, the kid got himself suspended for a significant portion of the season, and it's amazing that the coaches still decided, even after the bad decisions that he may have made, we never found out what exactly he got suspended for. I am kind of surprised he was still given the player of the year, but I do think he was probably the best player in the league throughout the year. The coach of the year went to Mike White of Florida, which I think is very well deserved. I really never believed that Florida would even get a sniff of the top 10 after Billy Donovan left, and Mike White has really made them into quite a dominant team this year, and I'm sure he still has a lot left in the tank. And then other Kentucky guys who were given awards, first team All-SEC along with Malik Monk included De'Aaron Fox. Bam Adebayo got second team All-SEC, and then all three of those freshmen were included in the All-Freshman team. So Kentucky, yet again, just dominating the awards. The one of two teams to get two players on first team All-SEC, the only team to have three players in the first two teams All-SEC, and the only team to have three players in the All-Freshman team as well.
Well, also the Scholar Athlete of the Year for SEC was Luke Cornett, who we've talked about has Kentucky ties. His dad played at Lexington Catholic, and they lived here when he was a little boy. Of course, he's a huge boy now, a huge young man, as he's 7'1". And also the Sixth Man of the Year was Florida's Canyon Berry. And, just of course, he's the guy that shoots the free throws underhanded, so kind of cool for that. This one kind of surprising. A freshman, Robert Williams, of course, he did major work against Kentucky on Saturday. The big fellow was Texas A&M, the 6'11 center. He is the Defensive Player of the Year, so got to give props to him for that.
Well, it's hard to get freshman awards when you have Kentucky in the league bringing in five-star after five-star, but I guess Robert Williams was able to get himself at least one award, and so I'm sure that those out there in SEC basketball country who happen to care about basketball were glad to see that other than Kentucky, a freshman was able to get an award this season.
Of course, Malik Monk didn't play like the Player of the Year on Saturday against Texas A&M. In fact, he didn't even get double figures. But when he spoke to the media day, he had a little warning for the rest of the SEC in this tournament coming up.
That's right. He had just 6 points against Texas A&M on Saturday, and he attributed a lot to just the prep time before the games. He said there wasn't any shoot around before the A&M game. That may have hurt him a little bit. I heard Coach Cal talk about just needing to continue to work every single thing you do before game day or on game day needs to be preparing yourself to be the best you can on Saturday for the games. And so Monk was asked today about what that means after coming off his worst game of the season as the very last game of the year. And he said it is bad news for any UK opponent out there, because he said he has changed how he is getting ready for games, and he feels like it is really going to help him along the way and continue to get that high play we've come to expect from him throughout the year. He was also asked about the fact that the AP named him the SEC Player of the Year. The coaches named Sindarius Thornwell the SEC Player of the Year, and he wanted to assure everyone out there he is the SEC Player of the Year in his own assessment.
Love it. Love it. Well, we'll find out if Sindarius Thornwell, and they'll be entering the SEC play on Thursday, see what they can do. Of course, Kentucky not fried till Friday at 1 p.m. Kind of an interesting note with these awards. I saw yesterday that Pat 40 with Yahoo Sports, who's been a guest here on 1250 Sports Talk recently, and said that Georgia officials have kind of started a search just to see who might be interested in the Georgia job. Mark Fox, of course, they just had several agonizing close losses. Of course, one in Rupp Arena, that if Malik Monk doesn't hit an unbelievable fadeaway shot, they probably win that game in Rupp. Then they gave Kentucky all they wanted down in Athens, Georgia, near the end of the season. But, of course, Yonte Maiden hurt himself in the first part of the game there, only played like 2 minutes, and then he was done. But, unfortunately, possibly time running out on Mark Fox. But then, of course, Georgia officials come out today and denied that report.
Well, of course they're going to deny that report. I also saw Pat 40 listing that Lorenzo Romar was going to return to Washington. Shocker, he has the number one player in the country coming to Washington next year.
Michael Porter.
I don't think by any means they're going to fire him right before Michael Porter Jr. is going to come in. But could be a little bit of coaching carousel stuff along with that Missouri job that is open. We've heard names of Tom Crean mentioned. Quanzo Martin, the former Tennessee coach who was at California, could be someone that could be up for that job. And so hopefully the couple of programs still in the SEC that are not quite, maybe don't have the best head coaches at this point, maybe taking a step towards that. Now, we're talking about college basketball. Yes, the Power Fives, for the most part, haven't started yet. Kentucky hasn't started yet. But Northern Kentucky has been in action, and they have gotten, in their first year of being eligible for the NCAA tournament, have gotten to the Horizon League Finals. They will play tonight, I believe. Yes, they will play Milwaukee tonight at 7 p.m. on ESPN. So you may want to check out the Norse and see if they can win that and head to their first NCAA tournament. They will play Milwaukee, who is 11-23 in the year, and they were 4-14 in the Horizon, but have made a run all the way to the championship. So far, Northern has had to defeat 5th seed Wright State, 9th seed Youngstown State, and if they win tonight, they will have defeated 10th seed Milwaukee. So things opened very well for the Norse to possibly make their first NCAA tournament.
Well, of course, their first-year coach is John Brannan, who he was an assistant under Anthony Grant at both VCU and Alabama. And if I'm not mistaken, he actually played his college basketball at Eastern Kentucky University. So kind of interesting to see a guy with some local ties. Actually, he started his collegiate career at Morehead State, then transferred to Marshall. So I stand corrected on that. But just kind of good to see a guy there do well. And, I mean, not only did he do well, he's got in the championship game. They're 23-10.
And look, the other two directional schools, Western and Eastern, are not making the tournament this year, and we're not good this year. But Northern Kentucky, in their first year possibly being able to make it, if they can win tonight, can secure that bid, it would be a fantastic story for the Norse to make the NCAA tournament. And I heard there might be a 15 seed, which would mean they probably will face either Kentucky or Louisville in their first game.
All right, we got to take our first break. When we get back, we'll be talking with the SEC basketball analyst and former Kentucky great Tony Delk here on 1250 Sports Talk.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family-owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life, Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Road J Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
Did you know that Asbury University offers online degrees? We know that today's professionals are really busy and don't have time to drive every week to attend classes on campus, so we've made it easy for you to get your degree by going online and taking your classes.
schedule.
If you'd like to finish a degree with classes that fit your schedule, email Josh. You'll probably want to meet with you for coffee at josh@asbury.edu. Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn, Action Jackson Reams with you. I want to thank our sponsor of the day, CMI Human Resources. If you're looking for a job or you're an organization that needs help filling a position, look no further than the professionals at CMI Human Resources. To find out about any job openings that they have that they're trying to help other companies fill, or to find out how you can contact them to help them fill your position, check them out online at CMIconsulting.com. Well, joining us on the phone line now is SEC basketball analyst and former Kentucky great and 1996 NCAA champion Tony Delk. And Tony, March Madness is here. The SEC tournament's getting ready to start. And I know that you played in four of those as a former Cat. And, you know, it's supposed to be a neutral court, but kind of find out that, to me at least, in my memory when you played and even now, a lot of blue and white in the crowd, isn't there?
Well, we have a lot of love in the state of Kentucky, and the fans have always traveled, especially those fans who can't get in Rupp Arena, get a chance to go to the SEC tournament and get some tickets and just be the best fans they possibly could be. So it's an exciting time of year for myself as well as for Big Blue Nation. And just all those college basketball fans, you know, this is the favorite time of the year for most of those fans.
Well, obviously, Kentucky not used to playing in the first round. I don't know if they've ever played in the first round. Obviously, usually have done very well. But Mississippi State, LSU kick it off. And then you've got Auburn and Missouri playing in the second game. In those two games right there, who do you like, Tony? Mississippi State, LSU, and then the Auburn-Missouri game. Who do you like in those two games?
Mississippi State, I do like them. You know, young team, but Quindarius Weatherspoon has played exceptional all year, and then Lamar Peters also has come along. Mario Kegler, another player inside that has really helped them out, and a team that shoots the three, probably one of the top five teams in our conference. But it's almost that time of year when, you know, that freshman class is becoming a sophomore class, so I expect to see them play their best game. And Auburn also has a lot of young guys, like Mustafa Heron, strong physical player that attacks the basket, gets to the foul line. TJ Lang is another player that's really good. You have Dunyan, Purifoy, Wally on the inside, Harper running the point guard, speedy quick guard. This team is really good. They're exciting because they're young players and they're still learning how to play the game, but kind of like Mississippi State is another team that it's their time to grow up. And once you get to the postseason, I know Coach Pearl and all the coaches in the conference are going to tell their team, you know, it's a new season. So what happens in the regular season is behind us. Right now, we got to play our best ball, and you want to have your team geared up and ready to compete for 40 minutes.
All right.
So I'm picking Mississippi State, and I like Auburn. I think both teams can walk away with a victory.
Okay. Then you move on to Thursday. Of course, Kentucky's going to play the winner of the 8th seed Georgia, 9th seed Tennessee. Of course, Georgia just had some gut-wrenching losses. In fact, I think they should have beat Kentucky in Rupp Arena when they didn't have De'Aaron
right.
Fox if Malik Monk doesn't hit that miracle shot. Tennessee, of course, beat Kentucky 82-80 in Knoxville. What who do you like in this Tennessee-Georgia matchup?
Both teams have played Kentucky extremely well, and especially Georgia with having J.J. Frazier. I think the first time they played Kentucky in Lexington, Yonte Maiden was there, so gave him another player who could score and could make shots on the low block. But also J.J. Frazier, very capable of winning the game by himself. You know, scoring 36 points against Kentucky in Athens let you know if you can't look at the size of a player, you got to look at his heart, and he's one of the hardest working players in college basketball. And Tennessee, Grant Williams was a problem the first time they played him in Knoxville. He's had a really good freshman season and probably one of those players that no one expected him to have this kind of season. Maybe no one other than, you know, probably the fans, his teammate, Rick Barnes, because he gets to see him every day. Both teams are tough. They play really good defense. But Kentucky, they're on top of their game. Fox is healthy, which seemed like he was against Texas A&M. You have two players that are capable of taking over the game, Fox and Monk, and Bam has been playing extremely well the second half of the season, getting more rebounds and being a force down low.
Tony, this is Jackson. When you think about Kentucky, I don't think a lot of people are too worried about that first game. They would likely face South Carolina in the semis, and I don't think people are as worried about that game.
Right.
But if they were to make it to the finals and they face someone from the other side, who right now do you think is your choice to be there against Kentucky? Because I know the easy answer is Florida, but Vanderbilt has swept them this season, and Vandy could play them in the second round. So what are your thoughts?
I think right now Vandy, to me, is playing the best ball. Defense has definitely improved over the last. They won 5 out of 6 games. Luke Kornet is playing just like a senior. He's playing like he wants to be a pro. You also got to give Ryder a chance. He's picked up his game. And Jeff Robeson, another player that rebounds, defends. He can shoot from the outside. Nolan Kressler, another outside shooter. And then they have Matthew Fisher-Davis, who has been coming off the bench, was a starter early on, got into some trouble. Another player that can get you 20, 25 points. Just depends on how he's playing. And I don't know if his defense has suffered and the reason why he's not playing as many minutes, but it seemed like Vanderbilt, that squad has really bought into what Coach Drew has been teaching them, and seem like they're eager right now. They lead the conference in 3-point percentage, and the only team in the conference that's made over 300 threes. So you got to guard them from the outside, and if you take them off the 3-point line, they're able to put the ball on the floor, and if you stop that, you know they're able to kick out to another shooter. So it's a tricky team to play against, you know, because they put so many shooters on the court. And with shooters, you have spacing. And that's what makes a team like Vanderbilt really scary because of they can put 5 guys on the court that can make threes.
Just tuned in. We're talking with SEC basketball analyst, former Kentucky sharpshooter, and 1996 NCAA champion Tony Delk, getting his thoughts on the SEC tournament, which will start tomorrow with Mississippi State and LSU tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, followed by Auburn and Missouri. You know, Tony, about 3 weeks ago, Kentucky, South Carolina, and Florida were all tied for first, and then South Carolina, just the bottom kind of fell out. In fact, they wound up finishing with a 4th seed as Arkansas at the finish last weekend winded up pulling in the 3rd place in front of them. What do you think been South Carolina's struggle the last 3 weeks that's made them fall
well,
like that?
I think what they typically struggle with, especially late in the season, seemed like even going back to last year, they kind of got off to a really good start, played well in the middle, and kind of limped into the SEC tournament, similar to what they're doing right now. They're struggling to score. Sendarius Stormwell is, like I said, he's playing lights-out basketball, could possibly be SEC Player of the Year, along with, you know, him and Malik Monk, those two guys lobbying for that award. But P.J. Dozier has to step up. Notice has to step up. And the depth, they're really missing that depth on the bench. You know, Chris Silver's played. He's had a good season inside, and he's improved his foul shooting. But everything goes with Sendarius Stormwell, who's been playing, you know, probably the best ball of his career. But, you know, when you get into SEC tournament, you have to win consecutive games. By the time you get to that championship game, you have exerted so much energy. And if he plays that hard for 2 games, that when he gets to that 3rd day, if it's possible, if he gets there, you know, I think his legs are going to be gone. So they have to get more production from Dozier, Notice, and Chris Silver. So those are the 4 guys they're going to rely on. 3 guys they're going to rely on, with Sendarius Stormwell making it 4. And the defense is not as good as it once was. But once you get into this part of the season, it gets tougher. Teams are better. So when you had great defense early, your defense, because teams are running offense a little bit longer, it makes you grind on defense. And eventually you're going to give up plays, going back door, layups, and even also in transition.
Tony, every year you have a team here or there who may make a run, and whether or not they play themselves into the NCAA tournament, they still get on everyone's radar. And I was just wondering if there's any team that you see like that from this year's SEC tournament that may make a couple of day run before falling or just surprising everyone.
I think it's tough because, you know, the one team and one player, I mean, it has to be, you know, J.J. Frazier averaging over, you know, 29.6 points over the last five games. Very capable of doing that, but also once, you know, you get to that second, third, and if you make it to the fourth game for Georgia, you know, that's the third game, is that your legs. You need your legs. And the one thing that most teams have, they have, one or two other players. I think Georgia is a one-player dominant team, and it's tougher for other guys because J.J.'s a senior. He's going to give you all he's got, and some of the other guys haven't stepped up during the course of the season. And other teams I'm looking at, you know, Arkansas is a good team. You know, Florida is another good team. You know, guys that they just don't rely on one player, and Vandy is a good team. You know, they don't rely on that one takeover player. They do it collectively. So if I had to look at a team, it might be J.J. Frazier because he's been scoring, you know, at a high clip.
All right, Tony. Well, the big question, of course, here in Central Kentucky, Kentucky Wildcat fans want to know, what does Kentucky need to do to win this tournament?
Kentucky has to stay healthy. Kentucky has to be really good in the half court, running their half court set, take care of the board, and that means, you know, Fox and Monk, those guys have to come in and rebound the ball. Bristol, I know he's going to be there getting the boards, but if you get those two guys rebound the ball, it takes Kentucky offense to a whole other level because now they're able to get out in transition and not wait for Bam and, Willis to rebound the ball. Is that when you rebound the ball as a guard, now you can start to break. And no one needs to leak out. Everybody can come back and rebound. Then once you get out in transition, they have, you know, guys to finish at the basket and making shots from the outside, switching up their defenses. But, I still have to go with Kentucky because, you know, Malik Monk and Fox and even Briscoe, you have three guys that are capable of taking over games and, you know, taking care of the ball, making plays for the teammates. Don't have the depth that they've had in the past, but they have senior experience, which, you know, you can't teach that.
Tony, we've talked to you pretty much every week recently and have continued to talk about your AAU tournament. Just in case anyone were to miss that, you're having one at KBA here in Lexington, and I just wanted you to give out a little bit of information just in case anyone is interested.
Yes, it's going to be April 14th to the 16th. We've lowered the price to try to get more teams to come. I think it's at $175, and, I think it's going to be a tournament where teens can come out, younger kids as well as the middle school kids can come out and compete for that weekend, get ready for the following weekend, which will be a nice tournament around the country that will be where coaches will be involved. So, you know, once you come to our tournament, you get a chance to go to a sanctioned tournament the following week. So we call our tournament a nice little tune-up to bring teams in and kind of get them ready for the sanctioned tournament that's going to be the following week. And it's going to be from the ages of 10 to 14, second to eighth graders. And we're getting teams now as I speak, and I know it's going to be some latecomers, you know, so we welcome all the teams. We're looking forward to not only having this tournament this year, but we want to continue having this tournament in the future. And how you can reach out and find out more information about it is www.tonydelk.com. Very simple. The price is reasonable. We need kids, support. Sponsors are always needed, so it should be an exciting weekend and something that we can build on and help that community out and just bring some more basketball back to one of the states that enjoys and loves the game.
Well, we appreciate you doing that, and that's where a lot of kids, KBA, a lot of great basketball played there, so I hope you'll take advantage of that, especially now that they've given a nice price reduction, $175. I mean, man, that's, you're not going to get any better than that. So, Tony,
no, it doesn't. Very, very, very reasonable, so there's no excuses for you not to put your team in and say the price is too high to come and play. You're going to get a guaranteed three games, so, you know, you come with a good team, got a chance to win it, so just keep the word out there, keep it going, and we look forward to working with the teams as well as with the coaches.
All right. Well, Tony, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for talking SEC basketball with us and for sponsoring that tournament to help young people. We really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that's Tony Delk. If you can find out more information about that AAU tournament, it's called the Tournament of Champions. It's April 14th through 16th. It's at Kentucky Basketball Academy here in Lexington over there behind Fayette Mall. Go to his website, TonyDelk.com. Well, stay with us. We get back. Lots more college basketball to talk about. Coach Cal, he was at the SEC teleconference and his coaches show last night. We'll give you the highlights from that and more on Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT.
Nice shot, Jim.
Hey, thanks. You know, it's great to be out here and not at the shop.
Yeah. Must be all that Action Coach business coaching.
Well, laugh if you want, but our revenues are up, and I'm working smarter on each of the six steps to a better business.
Instead of harder, like some people I know.
I don't know what Action Coach can tell me about my business. We had a record year last year.
Hey, look, every great athlete has a coach, even the world's best golfer, who had a record year last year, too.
Good point.
Now, listen. I've learned more about business in the last 3 months from my Action Coach than I ever have. I've also learned something else.
Yeah, what's that?
The best tee times are during the middle of the week.
Your local Action Coach in Central Kentucky is Andrew Van Horn. Contact Andrew at 859-940-5517. That's Andrew Van Horn at 859-940-5517. You deserve to have your own coach, too. Call Action Coach Andrew Van Horn today.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by JJB Hilliard, WL Lyons, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn, Action Jackson Rings here with you on a rainy Tuesday in Central Kentucky. I want to thank CMI Human Resources for being our sponsor of the day. If you're looking for a job, or your organization needs help filling a position, look no further than the professionals at CMI. To find out more about these job openings or how they can help you, check them out online. CMIConsulting.com. I also want to remind you, if you ever miss any of our 1250 Sports Talk shows, and a lot of people don't get off work till 5:30, you can always catch our podcast. Jackson Rings has those up each night at 6:15. If you missed any of our other shows, we had Justin Rowland on from CatsIllustrated.com yesterday. Great job giving us an update on UK spring football and his thoughts on Kentucky and going into the SEC tournament. Actually, you'd be surprised maybe what he predicted the Cats would do in the SEC tournament. Check our podcast out. You can find that out at our website, 1250sportstalk.com, or the easiest way is to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can find us on Twitter or Facebook simply at 1250 Sports Talk. Well, Jackson, we were talking about all those awards in the first segment of our show, but you know, one that I was really surprised about, there was a Pitino who got a Coach of the Year award, but it was not Rick.
That's right. Little Ricky Pitino got the Big Ten Coach of the Year award. His Minnesota team, I believe, should be an NCAA tournament team. I'm going to bring up their record right.
23-8, baby.
There you go. Okay. So, yes, I would think that they would have to be an NCAA tournament team. Of course, he had a bit of a rebuild to do after the loss, or Tubby Smith walked away from the job, and had a rough couple of years to get started, but
last year they were 8-23. This year 23-8.
So big time turnaround, flipping the script there. And I guess congratulations are in order for little Ricky, but I still think he's destined to become Louisville's next head coach, and we'll just have to wait to see when that happens.
Well, I didn't know that was even going to be a possibility, but after doing that, it was the biggest one-year turnaround of any Division I basketball program this year, going from 8-23 to 23-8, 11-7 in the Big Ten, and it was a school record 15-win improvement. So we'll give congratulations to him, and I agree, if he can keep it going decently there, I'm sure that maybe his dad will bring him as coach in waiting here in the next couple of years. Well, we always talk about this is time for coaches, unfortunately, to be fired and coaches to be hired. Some breaking news about an SEC coach that this might be his last SEC tournament.
Well, it's about time that we're hearing about this guy over at LSU. It sounds like the boosters in the athletic department have decided they are going to move on from Johnny Jones. They will reportedly fire him after the SEC tournament this year. Of course, you remember last year they had Ben Simmons. He was the number one overall pick, and they missed all tournaments. Just terrible year last year. They followed it up with another awful performance so far this season. And so I don't think this by any means surprises anyone, but it will be interesting to see who LSU decides to go with instead. The Tigers finished the year 10-20 and 2-16 in the SEC. And I don't imagine they'll be beating anyone in the first round of the SEC tournament. I think they drew Auburn?
Mississippi State.
They drew Mississippi State. I wouldn't think that they will beat Mississippi State, but I guess if they're playing for their coach, there could be multiple coaches out there who are trying to make a little bit of noise before they leave. Kim Anderson, of course, of Missouri, has already resigned from his role, but I believe will finish out the season as well.
Well, speaking of coaches finishing out their contracts or their teams, the ACC tourney kicked off, and NC State coach Bart Goffrey, he's one of those guys, when they lost, he was done at NC State.
And he is done because Clemson destroyed NC State earlier today, 75-61. Clemson now moves on to face 14th-ranked Duke tomorrow at 2 p.m. on ESPN. Gottfried finishes his last season with the Wolfpack. There you go. I think that's their mascot. 15-17, 4-14 in the ACC. And a team that had a couple of veterans. They have a guy, Dennis Smith Jr., who's expected to be a lottery pick. And probably, I would say, I would agree with that they were unable to do what everyone should have expected from them this season. So they will move on and try to find a new coach. And then also today, Wake Forest beat Boston College 92-78, and Wake Forest will move on to the next round. And that ends Boston College season as well.
Well, Clemson coach Brad Brynell, he's also been listed as a guy on the hot seat because I don't think they've been to the tournament for the last 4 years. They had a lot of close losses, just kind of like Georgia did in the SEC. So that was a win right there. If he had lost that one, a good chance it might have been his last game at Clemson. But he lives on to fight for another day. And then, of course, tonight you got Pitt playing Georgia Tech at 7 p.m. on ESPNU. Kind of interesting, Georgia Tech's head coach won an award.
Oh, did he? I didn't know what
the
award.
Yes,
Josh Pastner.
Josh
Pastner ACC,
left
yes.
Memphis because he's
right.
Basically kind of forced out.
Of course.
And took that job, but Georgia Tech goes to the ACC, and I saw somebody giving Tubby a little grief. Memphis got beat by 40 on Saturday.
Against SMU. Yeah.
Their former coach, Josh Pastner, winds up winning ACC Coach of the Year at Georgia Tech.
Well, I think that's a step up for a job just as far as going to a Power 5 conference. I know that Memphis has been known a lot more recently for doing well in basketball, but I think rather than saying I got fired and went down a level, I think Josh Pastner stepped up a little bit. Georgia Tech had beaten a couple of teams throughout the year, really been interesting. 17-14, 8-10 in the conference, and they'll miss the NCAA tournament. I don't know why I had so many issues with that. They'll miss that this year, but they were able to defeat, I think, Duke. They beat North Carolina. I don't think they beat Louisville, but maybe they beat Louisville, and just had a great season throughout the year. So I think that's a well-deserved award for Josh Pastner. That was a team that wasn't supposed to do anything, and they still finished pretty far down in the ACC. But that's a Cal disciple right there. He was a former top assistant of Coach Cal's at Memphis.
Yeah, Coach Howe getting him a little bit of love last night on his coach's show because obviously Josh was assistant for him and then took over for him. So congratulations, Josh Pastner, ACC Coach of the Year. What other things did Coach Howe have to say last night on his coach's show?
Well, between the coach's show and then the SEC teleconference yesterday, these quotes come from both of those. But he just has talked about how he loved how much his team has learned to fight throughout this season, says that they've learned how to play for 40 minutes but have failed to do that yet. Said specifically recently they've been playing more the last 20 minutes than anything else. And he said he's in a great space right now. Said he wants his players to be in the same frame he's in. And then he even mentioned on Monday or on his SEC teleconference that he's been working on some quote-unquote tweaks with a K, to try to help this team get to where they want to be. And it's mentioned that he has some ideas on how to get games started quicker, but he is asking his players for any ideas that they may have as well. And that, I think, is a very important tweak that they must implement, as they have got to start games faster than they have these last three.
Well, it was a little humorous last night on Coach's show. A couple people called in, and one guy wanted to share an experience he had with coaching his sixth grade team. After he got done, Cal, tongue-in-cheek, said, "You know what? I will run that by Ellen tonight when I get home, and we may use that on Saturday."
Well, I think it's really funny to listen to those people just talk to Coach Cal, you know, try to act like this guy hasn't done this all of his life, like he's not a Hall of Fame coach, and like he won't be able to fix the issues, which he's shown he's been able to do before.
Well, I mean, this one guy, I mean, seriously, dude, you're actually going to compare coaching a sixth grade team to the University of Kentucky? I mean, I'm like, they should have just hung up, man. With all due respect, come on, man, have a little pride. Sixth grade, and you're going to call Coach Cal a Hall of Famer and give him a suggestion on how to get his guys ready to play the first half, as Dick Vitale would say, are you serious?
I knew that was coming in there somewhere. I didn't know when the Dick Vitale reference was coming, but I knew it was. We also didn't get to talk about the new AP poll yesterday. Kentucky moved up to number 8 in the latest AP poll. Number 1 through 4 stayed the same: Kansas, Villanova, UCLA, and Gonzaga. Number 5, Oregon. Number 6, North Carolina. Number 7, Arizona. Kentucky at 8, Baylor at 9, and Louisville at 10. Florida, after losing at Vanderbilt on Saturday, dropped to 17. Butler lost at home over the weekend to Seton Hall, 70-64. Not a great way to end your season after the great year they had. They dropped to 18. And Duke moved up despite losing at North Carolina on Saturday in the Tobacco Road rivalry, 90-83.
And unfortunately, I saw that had the highest ratings of any game this year, surpassing Kentucky and Louisville. So for my good friend Shannon Potter, who's a North Carolina fan, and our own Anthony Combs, who's a big Duke fan, congratulations on that. Well, we got to take our final break. It's a short one. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to Sports Talk with Action Jackson Marines and yours truly, Greg Horn, on AM 1250 WLRT.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family-owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life. Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn, Action Jackson Reams here with you. I want to thank CMI Human Resources for being our sponsor today. If you're looking for a job or your organization needs help filling a position, look no further than the professionals at CMI. To find out more about how they can help you or to find out the job openings that they have, check them out online at cmiconsulting.com. Well, joining us on the phone right now is our good friend, former longtime radio sports broadcaster, former voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, now the Associate Athletic Director at Belmont University, Mr. George Plaster. And George, unfortunately, Belmont, tough going last weekend in the OVC tournament.
Yeah, it was really a tough loss, and you know, it's different when you get into the smaller conferences that aren't the Power Five, where you can be the best team all year, but if you lose once at the wrong time, you're screwed, and that's basically what happened with Belmont, and it's a tough pill to swallow. You know, most of the big schools don't ever have to deal with that potential scenario.
Well, I definitely feel that pain. Obviously, my younger brother Darren Horn at Western and the Sun Belt, and it was tough because Sun Belt a one bid league. Let me ask you this: Belmont did win the regular season, had a great year. Of course, had Lexington ties with Taylor Barnett playing. Any chance that they could play in the NIT?
Yeah, they will play in the NIT. It's guaranteed because they were the regular season champion. The only question left is whether they can get a home game, which is unlikely, but not, I guess, totally out of the question. A lot of that's probably still to be, you know, still to be determined by, you know, what schools do between now and Sunday. So you just kind of have to hold your breath and hope for the best.
All right. Well, you're down in Nashville. SEC tournament's going to get kicked off tomorrow. Vanderbilt climbed up to the seventh spot, but playing as well as anybody. South Carolina dropped down to number four. Arkansas slid in at number three. Just share some of your thoughts about this SEC tournament. Who might be a dark horse that might come out of nowhere and maybe win this thing, as we've seen some teams make some runs at this time of year?
You know, if I was going to give you a dark horse, Georgia would be one. You know, you all saw them several weeks ago when they had Kentucky dead and buried in Rupp, which very few people ever have happen. They're a team that intrigues me. Obviously, Vandy right now is kind of a sexy pick because they're on a roll. You guys saw them a week ago and how dangerous they've become, you know, when they had that huge lead at Rupp. You know, I think those are two that at least makes some sense. You know, I'll go with those two and kind of leave it there.
George, we haven't really talked to you a whole lot this basketball season, so just wondering what your overall thoughts were on Kentucky. They've gotten to this 8-game winning streak, I guess, now to end the season. They walk into this SEC tournament as the one seed. A lot of people thinking that they should cruise to the championship, if not win the whole thing fairly easily. What overall have been your thoughts about how Kentucky's kind of had an up-and-down year so far this season?
Yeah, and because of that, there's certain nights where you say, okay, I see it. You know, this makes a lot of sense. They've clicked. They've got it going. And then there's certain nights where you say, you know, they're more vulnerable than they've been in recent years. So they're kind of a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. I don't think they are the shoe-in that they have been in years gone by when the tournament's been in Nashville and they have, for the most part, cruised home. You know, they've had a big home crowd. They've had, you know, more than all the other teams combined fan base wise. And, you know, I used to hear the thing about Catlanta when they would play down there. Well, it certainly is, you know, turned into Cat Nashville. And they'll have that advantage. I just don't know what to think about them right now. They're a little bit of a mystery to me. When they're good, they're really good. And when they're not on their A game, they look like they can be had.
All right, George, look at the bottom part of the bracket. Of course, Ford is the 2 seed. Arkansas snuck up to the 3rd seed on the final weekend. South Carolina is up in the upper bracket. Who do you see coming out of that lower bracket? Of course, Vanderbilt's in there 2-7. Who do you see coming out of the lower bracket that possibly, if Kentucky makes it to the championship game, who do you see them possibly playing?
Well, you know, I guess there's a little bit of a homer in me that says it could be Vandy. South Carolina's one I can't figure out right now. They look like they hit a wall and have been nowhere near the team that they were in January and maybe the first third of February. I can't figure them out. I guess just for Homer's sake, I'll go Vandy. And you know, why not? I mean, they've been as hot as anybody.
George, they came out with the SEC awards today. You had Coach of the Year was Mike White at Florida. Player of the Year, Sandarius Thornwell. Freshman of the Year was Malik Monk. Any of those awards or first team selections that you thought were deserved, maybe that weren't given, or you thought someone else should have won an award that was won by another person? I know a lot of people around here thinking Malik Monk should have won over Sandarius Thornwell for Player of the Year.
Well, you could make an argument to that point. I got to be honest with you. I had not seen before you just mentioned. I had not seen all of this. I guess I was acting like I was busy at work today. But, you know, Thornwell had a good year. You know, Mike White did a very good job at Florida. You talk about feeling old. I did some of Mike White's games when he was a guard at Ole Miss, and it just makes you feel old when you hear that. Florida's another one that is a little bit of a mystery in that if you take away what they've done against Vandy, they've been lights out. But for some reason, 0-2 against Vandy and the loss down there back when it happened was one that just had me scratching my head going, really? How did that happen?
George, you got about 45 seconds left here. Wanted to see Missouri already named it, you know, that Kim Anderson, or announced, not named, but announced Kim Anderson will not be back next year. Who do you think would be a good fit for that Missouri program?
You know, that's a really good question because I think that is a diamond in the rough kind of job. I think that Missouri should be a top 25 to 35 program in the country on a yearly basis. Norm Stewart had them up there. My guess is that a name or two are going to pop out that are going to surprise us because I think the Missouri job is better than what it's looked over the last 3 or 4 years. You know, I feel bad for this guy from what I'm told, and I don't know him. I'm told he's a really good human being, good basketball coach. For whatever reason, it just did not click. And as you look at Missouri right now, they got this beautiful facility. They got nobody going to the games. You know, I kind of feel like somebody is going to roll in there. I know I'm not answering your question, but I think somebody is going to come out of kind of left field a little bit, that Missouri is going to be pleasantly surprised at the candidate pool because I think it's a really good job.
All right, man. Well, we'll look forward to seeing who that will be. It won't be long. George, we'll call you back when we've got more time, but always good to talk to you. Thanks so much for letting us talk a little hoops with you today, buddy.
By the way, if it's your brother, let me know.
I'll be sure to do that, my man. No problem.
Take care. Tell me about it. Hello.
I will. All right. That's George Plaster, longtime sports radio broadcaster in Nash Vegas, where the SEC tournament is starting tomorrow night. Well, that's going to be a wrap. Tomorrow's Wildcat Wednesday. And we've got Dan Issel joining us, all-time leading scorer in Kentucky basketball history. For Jackson Reams, I'm Greg Horn. Good night.